Legislators took a lesson in fish management and politics late last week, and they got a chance to show their frustration with the federal government's restrictions on South Central and Southeast halibut harvests. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Everyone agreed there is a need to protect the state's halibut resources. All the legislators, federal and state managers, and representatives of charter and commercial fishing groups most affected by the upcoming changes. They also agreed with a federal decision to extend by 15 days the public comment period on the proposed halibut catch-sharing plan. That extension was announced by Glenn Merrill with the National Marine Fisheries Service. He says the goal is to make any needed final changes based on the new comments. That'll get the plan before the International Pacific Halibut Commission in November, publication of a final rule in December, and another commission meeting in January where final action will take place.
If the catch-sharing plan final rule is available and the IPHC makes specific recommendations on management measures that would affect the charter fleet, those would be implemented through the annual management measure process. So the IPHC will make the recommendation in January, and then in March we will actually implement that through a regulatory process.
But the praise and thanks for the extension marked the end of camaraderie. In its current form, the new management plan could force further restrictions on charter sport fishing operators and commercial operators, cutting the catch limits from 2 to 1 fish in some charter places and from 37 inches to 32 inches maximum limit on others. It could also cut the commercial operators by restricting their allocations. Anchorage Republican Craig Johnson pushed for more information. He saw the need to protect the resource, but he wanted to know how the plan had been developed without any economic studies having been done.
It almost appears what you're doing with this plan is just covering your backside because you don't know what's going to happen. And you recognize that in doing that, you're going to have a tremendous economic impact on Alaska.
Johnson said he doesn't see how any management decisions could be made in good conscience without economic data.
If you make this decision, I don't think you've done due diligence. And I think you've done a disservice to the state of Alaska, to the citizens, my constituents, the constituents in Southeast, everywhere, as well as the resource. Unless you have that information, you're making your decisions in a vacuum.
Charter operators say the federal and international managers are going too fast. Heath Hilliard, the executive director of the Southeast Guides Organization, said it's science. The commission needs to look at the impact of reduced harvests from this summer's operations, then make a final decision. Hilliard explained that charter guides do not sell fish, they sell opportunity. But with the size restrictions now on them, clients have nothing to work for.
Many charter clients are looking for the opportunity to catch a trophy fish and are satisfied when they catch something smaller. But when you tell clients or potential clients that they can't catch anything larger than 37 inches, the demand and effort are greatly diminished. It's a bit analogous to going to Las Vegas to gamble and being told that if you win the big jackpot, you can keep a quarter of it or have to give it back entirely.
Over the past half decade, commercial fishermen have seen their individual shares plummet with annual reductions in the amount of halibut they are allowed to harvest. Mark Vinsel, the executive director of the United Fishermen of Alaska, said the new regulations for charter fishermen are overdue. He says the plan meets three simple goals.
Establishes a clear allocation between charter and longline sectors, sharing the burden of conservation. It establishes a responsive management system with proactive accountability measures to prevent annual catch limit overages. And it provides a mechanism for transfer of quota from the commercial to the charter sector.
Legislators will have no direct input into the decisions to be made this winter. But Vinsel said quick action is the best way to avoid putting at risk the sustainability of the halibut resource. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.